Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. It's been a couple weeks since I've had a fresh program. I apologize for that, but I got a good excuse, and it's called pneumonia, something you don't ever want to get. Wound up being kind of complicated. In fact, brought me into the hospital even, and we're doing this program from my hospital room. With me, I have Cindy, my wife and partner, and we just thought we'd update you on some of the activities that we've been involved in and are planning to, because even with this kind of an interruption in our normal schedule in terms of traveling and stuff, at least for me personally, it's been a busy time, and business is good, and social media is really driving the train right now. So I'm going to let Cindy give you just a little overview of some of the most recent trips she's been on, and then we'll look forward just a little bit and wrap things up.
We had to, we just only had to cancel like one or two trips this month, because I was already scheduled to go from Panama City to Denver, and then I took over for Chuck at a trip in San Diego. In Panama City, we had the Southern Peanut Growers Conference. This is the second year that we did that and blogged on their blog, and also did a few posts on AgWired from there. That was a lot of fun. It's a great place to have a meeting, and there are some really great people, and really get the whole new media, social media thing, because a lot of the guys that were in that are involved in the different organizations, because it's Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi peanut growers associations that all get together and do that. And several of the people in those different offices are Twittering, and they also have blogs. And Joy Carter, who's with the Georgia Peanut Commission, is a very good blogger. But we appreciated the ability to do that. Carly went down there with me, and it was a nice, enjoyable trip. But I left her in Memphis and went on to Denver for the Cattlemen's the Cattle Industry Summer Conference to blog for the Cattlemen's Beef Board, as we've been doing for, I think, 4 or 5 years at this point. First time I had been to the summer meeting, and the first time in a long time I've been to a cattle industry meeting at all. So it was not really a new experience for me, but at least it was something I hadn't done in a while and hadn't been doing the blogging for them on their the cattle, what was it? On beefboardmeeting.com, which is something I hadn't done yet, but I did have some very good help with me. Amanda Knowles, who is one of our freelancers, a recent graduate of South Dakota State University, and really a top-notch professional for a very new graduate. Takes great pictures, does interviews, can blog, and she's just awesome. And she's a cattle person, so she came in really handy out there, and really appreciated her help. And one of the things that we did, we had the Cattlemen's Beef Board had set up some media training for some of their new board members, and also the American National Cattlewomen wanted us to do a little presentation for them on blogging and how they might be able to use that. So Amanda and I kind of split up that presentation. I did a little intro on just what blogging is about and Twitter and Facebook and all that, and then she took over and gave some technical details on how to start a Twitter account and how they might want to start a blog and use that and have maybe multiple people post on it. And meanwhile, I went back to the media training and did several interviews with Cattlemen's Beef Board members, so that came in very useful in doing the blog post, because I got some different perspectives from people in different parts of the country and people who serve on different committees. So that was really very useful for us. In addition to that, Amanda came out there a day early, and she did training for the Beef Ambassadors blog, which is, she's been a beef ambassador. She's done blogging for that. They've had a blog, but now we developed it, and Zimcom is actually sponsoring the blog for the Beef Ambassadors, and Amanda did the training. They're all getting new logins, and they're going to be doing blogging for Beef Ambassadors. And then after that, I came back home just for the night, and we decided that I was going to be the one, because we kept thinking that Chuck was going to get better. We, for the last 3 weeks, have just kept thinking that he's going to get better, and then We had a Grains Council meeting in San Diego that he was scheduled to go to, and at the last minute, we decided that I would go. So I flew out the next day to San Diego, and one of the main things I had to do there was a presentation on understanding social media. There was about 300 delegates. This was the 49th annual delegate session, delegate meeting for the U.S. Grains Council. And so in addition to covering it, blogging it, taking pictures, doing interviews, I also did this session on understanding social media. There was three different sessions going on at the same time, and ours was the most well-attended. Definitely a lot of interest. It was a very basic presentation about just what is Twitter, what is Facebook, because there's still a lot of people that just don't understand, don't know what it's all about, and there's a fear factor involved there. And we helped a lot of people to take a little of the fear out of it and to maybe just get in there and get their feet wet and go on like the Minneapolis Grain Exchange site maybe. And you don't have to be a member of Twitter. You don't have to have an account to follow somebody and to go to the and find out what they have to say. And it just might help you understand it a little bit. And the U.S. Grains Council is doing an excellent job of using social media, both the Twitter and their blog, the Grain Board. They're just doing a great job. Our Mike Deering is out there and his crew, they're just doing a great job. So after that, I came back and I've been taking care of my husband in the hospital for the last week.
Well, and that's been, what's been a blessing is that we kind of got onto this new media, social media platforms early enough in the ag communications realm to understand what we could do with that. And we just can't say enough about how much we appreciate our clients and the companies and organizations and people we get to work with because, yeah, we've had a little bit of a slowdown here with yours truly not being out and about all the time like he's used to, and that's going to continue for a little while still as we go through the recovery process. But business is good, and we've got some other places we're going to be showing up, which includes just coming up at the end of this week, the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists combined with Ag Media Summit Convention. Cindy will be attending that along with Joanna Schrader, who is another freelance person who's doing an excellent job writing on a couple of our websites. And she will be there, so we're going to be pretty well covered. Our daughter Carly also will be helping out. And then from there we go to the American Coalition for Ethanol annual meeting, and then a conference for Beringer Ingelheim. And then ultimately at the end of the month, coming up, is the Farm Progress Show. So it's still going to be a very busy time, and we're looking forward to continuing to work and develop some of these platforms along with our clients.
And I would note also that we appreciate all of our clients and all the well wishes that they've sent already for Chuck. We appreciate the fact that coming up at IFAJ and AMS, our coverage will be sponsored by Pioneer, Novus International, and Successful Farming. And we also have a lot of I also want to mention that Kurt Lawton, one of our other bloggers who works on Precision Pays. Kurt Lawton, who also blogs for us on Precision Pays, will also be at AMS. It's something he goes to every year anyway, so he'll be helping us out a little bit doing interviews as well. And I will be flying from there to Portland, Oregon, where I will be covering the American Phytopathological Society Conference, and I'll be doing that for our friends at BASF. I'll also be going to another BASF event this week. And we are definitely staying plenty busy, and I'm just traveling a whole lot more than I'm used to. But at least we're getting it done. And again, I can't say enough how much we appreciate our sponsors and all of our colleagues and in the industry and all of our friends.
So that's the Zimcast for this week. It's coming to you from a hospital room. First time we've ever done that, but I guess there's a first for everything. I've hoped you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.